Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, back on the Papa and Lund Show today. Marcus Boucher filling in for John Lund, side by side with Greg Papa. And joining us on the UMA guest line this morning is the 49ers' third-round draft pick, number 99 overall, Jake Moody. Jake, good morning. How you doing? Appreciate you joining us today.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Perfect, man. I know we're all looking forward to seeing you kick some field goals this year for the 49ers. I know you've been down at Levi's Stadium for the start of OTAs and minicamp. What has been your initial thoughts of the franchise coming over to Santa Clara to play for the 49ers?
I mean, this is as good as it gets. Obviously, you know, it's a team that has great players at every position, and I guess kicker was just one of the positions they needed to fill. And, you know, just being a part of such a great team, it's been really cool to experience it and to learn from, you know, some of the older guys like Mitch Wishnowski and Tabor Pepper. Having some older guys in the specialist group especially has helped out a lot.
Yeah, Tabor obviously is a very good long snapper, and Mitch has learned to get the ball down as a holder. So just talk about the operation, because it's all three guys have got to work together. And I did go to the OTAs last week, and man, the wind was howling, and you kicked the ball so high, I couldn't tell if it was over the upright or not. So just talk specifically about learning the operation with Tabor and Mitch and the winds. Did you have, since you've been in town, Jake, have you kicked actually in the stadium inside Levi's and not on the practice field yet?
Yeah, so that's something that we've actually prioritized during practice. Just having the facilities right next to the stadium has been pretty beneficial. For me especially, because we've already kicked in the stadium as an operation, you know, multiple times, just trying to get used to all the different kind of wind patterns in the stadium and just, you know, not having the first game be the first time I kick in that stadium. So it's been pretty cool, and it's very easy to work with those guys. They're really good at what they do, and they make my job really easy.
Yeah, and Jake, it's probably going to be a little bit easier to kick down at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara than it was in that weather out in Michigan. So how do you think that helps prepare you for the NFL and maybe traveling across the country to go make some field goals in the cold weather?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, obviously, to kick in freezing cold conditions with lots of wind. So, you know, having experienced that in college, I think that, you know, is to my benefit. And, you know, there's not going to be any stadiums, I guess, where I'm, like, too surprised by, you know, a lot of wind or whether it's super cold. So I think that's something that will help me in the NFL, especially playing most games, you know, indoors or in nicer weather than what I did play in college.
Yeah, you had some harsh weather, not just your home games in Ann Arbor. Illinois game was gnarly. The wind was howling. It was cold. You had to make a kick to bring you guys close, and then Harps brought you out for the game winner, and you nailed that. I went back and watched last night every single kick you made last year, and your extension, your follow-through, the whip of the leg is really impressive. The 59-yarder you made in the bowl game, obviously. I saw the 62-yarder that came up just a little bit short. But watching you kick a ball, I mean, it seems like you were a soccer player, Jake, when you were a younger guy. Is that right?
Yeah, I played soccer up until middle school. I didn't really get too serious into it. I decided to switch to football just to play football with my friends. And then coming from the soccer background, I obviously had a pretty good leg, and then just kind of went from there.
Yeah, we're joined by Jake Moody, new kicker for the San Francisco 49ers on the UMA guest line this morning. And Jake, I did want to ask you about the strength of your leg. And just in general, when it comes to kicking, we talk a lot about arm talent and strength with pitchers and quarterbacks and stuff like that. Being a kicker, is leg strength something you're born with or something that you can work on?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that I have a pretty good natural leg strength that, you know, I saw in soccer at a young age. I was the kid that took all of the free kicks, all of the corner kicks. Most of the time when I was shooting at the goal, I would shoot it over the goal. So, you know, just having a strong leg as a young kid kind of helped me transition into a football kicker at a young age. I was one of the only kids that was making the extra points in middle school, and I've just always kind of had a natural kind of strong leg. And then obviously, you know, working out, making sure that I'm as explosive as I can be, just to, you know, even build more strength.
Now we see the accuracy. You never missed an extra point. And obviously, the length of the extra point is different in college than it is in the NFL now that it's essentially a 33-yarder. But you get some weird angles with those uprights, and you made every single extra point in college, 148. And then as far as kickoffs, and we can see the strength of your leg on kickoffs. And have you thought much or talked to Coach Schneider, Brian Schneider, about the new kickoff rule? And, you know, it's like the college rule that you know where you can call for a fair catch in the field of play. As far as strategy on the kickoff, do you touch it back more? Do you pop kick it and hang time it? Just talk about your ability on kickoffs and how you think you guys will handle the new fair catch rule, not only in the end zone of the NFL, but now anywhere inside the 25-yard line. The returner calls for a fair catch, Jake, as you know, the ball's out to the 25-yard line.
Yeah. You know, my first year of college football was the year that they actually introduced the fair catch rule there as well. So it's kind of fitting, you know, the first year in the NFL, they implement that rule as well. So, you know, I'm probably just going to, you know, keep doing what I've been doing because it's been successful. We've obviously talked about it. You know, we're not really sure what we're going to do yet. Probably just, you know, kick it and, you know, make them make a decision, I guess. But, you know, from college, I learned how to hit the high, you know, shorter kicks. And then, you know, if we need a touchback, I can, you know, just blast a touchback out of the end zone. But it'll be something to, you know, obviously see when we get there and just kind of roll with whatever happens.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
And Jake, kind of just to piggyback off of Papa's question right there, do you think these new rule changes with the fair catch rules are going to influence teams to maybe squib kick more than they have before previously?
You know, having played it in college, having that rule, you didn't really see too many squib kicks, so I don't really anticipate too many to happen. But You never know, and, you know, like I said, it's just we'll see what happens when we get there.
You know, I was visiting with Brian Schneider, your special teams coordinator, last week at the State of the Franchise, and he didn't even know the full rules, so he wasn't really sure how they're going to handle this as far as squibbing it. But he told us a great story about when he went to work you out in Ann Arbor, and he's told the media that. I want to hear your side of the story when you had, I guess it was your backup tight end, serve as your long snapper, and Schneider loved that because he was not a great long snapper. But when Brian Schneider, the 49ers special teams coordinator, came to Ann Arbor to work you out, tell me about all the obstacles you had to overcome that day.
Yeah, so obviously he wanted a long snapper at the workout, and I was doing my best to find somebody that could do it. You know, there's lots of rules on who's allowed to snap to you at these workouts. So it was tough finding a guy that could legally do it. And eventually, you know, I almost gave up on it, but I remembered that one of our tight ends that was draft eligible was kind of our emergency long snapper in case, you know, all three of our long snappers somehow got hurt. He'd be the guy that goes in to do it. And obviously long snapping is not his first position, so he's not very good at it. You know, having him snap to me, it was kind of, I guess, you know, a little frustrating that I couldn't find somebody that's an actual long snapper, especially because this is, I guess, like a job interview, and you want to make sure that, you know, everything's going to, I guess, be put in place to give me the best possible situation to have a good interview. But, you know, like Coach Schneider has probably said, he actually enjoyed that more, and he said that he wished that all of his workouts could have been like that, just to kind of see, you know, how I dealt with it, you know, as far as kicking, but also, I guess, mentally, just, you know, if I let that, you know, get to me too much, or if it bothered me too much. So that was kind of an interesting workout, to say the least, and I'm glad that he ended up liking it.
And, Jake, I wanted to take a couple minutes to maybe take a few steps back before, of course, you joined the 49ers organization and before your time at Michigan. You mentioned your background as a soccer player. How did you get into football? Did you play any other positions on the football field? And did you play any other sports growing up?
Yeah, so I grew up a big sports kid. I was always playing sports. I played basketball, baseball, soccer, and football. So I was always, you know, switching seasons, and I was getting to the point with soccer where I needed to make a decision on whether or not I want to keep playing all these sports or if I want to just focus on soccer. And ultimately I decided, you know, I'd rather keep playing all these other sports with my friends. So I decided to switch to football, and, you know, I played wide receiver, tight end, linebacker, safety, corner, just all the positions when I was younger. And then in high school, you know, I dabbled with being a receiver and like a scout quarterback and stuff like that. But I never really played another position truly, but just, you know, having played all those other sports, it kind of helps me be, you know, a better athlete and not just a kicker.
You grew up, you were born in Northville, Michigan, before going on to Ann Arbor. So you were a wide receiver and a kicker. So tell me the story when you were a kid in a Detroit pizza parlor, and you were more excited to meet Matt Prater, the Lions kicker, than Megatron, Calvin Johnson, Jake?
Yep, that's a true story. This was when I was, I think, a junior in high school, or maybe a senior in high school. I was deciding between Central Michigan and Michigan for where I wanted to go to college. And one of my buddies texted me that Matt Prater and Calvin Johnson were at the local pizza place, which I lived pretty close to. And, you know, I quickly threw on a jacket and sprinted to the car and drove over there as fast as I could. And, you know, they were there. And I went straight up to Matt Prater and, you know, started picking his brain. And he was my favorite kicker at the time, so that was pretty cool. And I guess I got so lost in talking with Matt Prater that, you know, I just didn't even realize that Calvin Johnson was also, you know, just standing right next to me. And he actually introduced himself to me because I was talking to Prater for so long that, you know, he said, "Hey, I'm Calvin. Nice to meet you." And, yeah, that's probably a first for him where somebody doesn't really want to talk to him and they're talking to somebody else. So that was kind of a funny story from high school.
So you were obviously destined to be a kicker, not a wide receiver from that point forward. Yeah. And Prater was a great one. And, you know, the 49ers have had some great kickers here in recent years, and you're following a guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer. So just lastly, the pressure of being the 99th overall pick in the draft, which raised some eyebrows, but there's a reason why they did it. And you have to take over for Robbie Gould, who never missed a kick in, you know, to this point in his career, Jake, as far as playoff football. He's been perfect throughout his entire postseason career. How do you handle that? How do you handle the pressure of coming here and trying to be, you know, as good as Robbie Gould was or better?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to necessarily be better than Robbie or, you know, live up to any kind of expectations. I'm just trying to do what I've been doing and not change anything, because, you know, I think that's where guys can get in trouble, is if they're thinking too much about, you know, like certain pressure, I guess, expectations. So I'm just not going to change anything about myself and keep being myself. And, you know, Robbie Gould's obviously a phenomenal kicker. Like you said, borderline Hall of Famer probably. And, you know, I'm not going to try and be Robbie Gould. I'm just going to, you know, be myself and do the best that I can to help this team.
Yeah, and Jake, I know we're all looking forward to seeing you on the field this year down at Levi's Stadium and hopefully making some field goals in the postseason as well. Best of luck to you this season, and thanks so much for coming on the Papa and Lynn Show this morning.
Yep, thank you very much.
Awesome. There he is, Jake Moody, pick number 99, round 3 draft pick, kicker of your San Francisco 49ers. We'll talk more Niners football on the other side. It's Marcus Boucher and Greg Papa on KNBR 104.5 FM and 680 AM, the sports leader.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.